I remember one time this fellow here in the city, he had garbage dumps. And he and his partner, they had a garbage dump about, I think, 300 miles from here about. And they had a DAK. I actually went up north of here, looked at it. It was a good machine. I figured pretty good machine. The K's were later than the 46A's. They're both eights, D8s, low drives. That's before the high drives come out. They worked down on this landfill, and so they got the dealerships down there, and they sent out five different mechanics. Couldn't find trouble. So I was up close to where there's an airstrip, and they seen his little pickup come in one time, and I said, well, I wonder what he wants to me. He drove right up there, and he says, you got to go with me to this town. I said, I don't have to go no place. Well, he said, will you go? And I said, well, I don't know. I said, I really don't want to. He said, well, no one that can find out what's wrong with that cat. We're going to have to rent another cat, and it's going to cost us a lot of money to do it. And I said, well, if it's going to cost you money, it looks like anything you do is going to be painful. Because if it's got a problem, you're going to fix it. He said, we got to know what the problem is. I said, I really don't want to go with you. I really don't. And this, that time, here comes this twin-engine plane right over the top of it. And he says, that's for us. I said, well, I got to call my bosses and tell them I'm going to go. And I'll have to leave my truck up there someplace. He said, we'll help. We'll get it up there, and you won't be make sure you get back. And I said, well, I don't want any troubles now or anything else. I basically said I just didn't want to really go. Well, he just kept on. So I just called and they said, well, you be sure to put your time down, be sure to do this and that. And I said, okay, I will. So I got in this back of this Cessna twin engine. And I just got in the back seat, and they up there in the front, and they was talking away. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me really clearly. If you get rid of the hindrance, I'll show you what's wrong with it. I didn't know that philosophy I never really knew before. Get rid of the hindrance. What could the hindrance be? I don't know. That's all he left it with that. But he knew what he gave me, it may be able to follow the Spirit leading to the Spirit. So I got there, the first thing I seen, this tire was in the right track. Didn't affect that cat runner, just kept walked out of the woods and tracks. I says, before I'll do anything, I says, I gotta pull that tire out. And these men then, they got rid of, I don't know what you use bad language, a lot of it. Said, they just said all things matter of evil against me. But I knew how that was. I could take that. I said, you guys have your fun. I don't care. I'll just go right and take me right back right now. I don't care. I said, and they told this fellow that took me, said, you sure got a cull. He don't know nothing. He is crazy. You know, I mean, it got worse and worse and worse. And I said, well, we're not going to any place right now. Either get that tire out of there, take me home. Because the God that I serve wants that tire out of there. And this man there says, well, you better be careful with him. He's kind of touchy. I said, touchy? You're dealing with God. So they went and got the cat, and the cat pulled her chin. I said, does that make you happy? And I said, sure. Oh, I guess it does. I don't know. I mean, really smart. Oh, he's just really, really salty the way they was acting. You know, really, I took it. But I climbed up on that right track. And I was praying. I said, Lord, Father, you're so wonderful, Father. I haven't got the foggiest idea what's wrong. Lord says, that's good. So I'll show you. Glory. Glory. Well, that's good news. Well, these people here don't have good news, but you got good news. He said, don't worry about them. He said, we're going to take care of them. You know, when the Lord tells me those kind of things, I says, Lord, I'm so glad to know you. Just like tonight, when you go to my Father, he put that on me, I'm going to take care of you because I love you. I know you've been going through a dry fast for all week, but I'm going to take care of you. Glory to God. Oh, come on, sit down, come on, the power of God is alive. I remember I've laid hands on people sick, see them jump up. These hands I've seen oil run out of final rise, touch it, oil stop. God's a God of miracles. I was one person who was willing to stand out for God. I wasn't a pastor, but I've seen miracles from heaven because I chose to follow my God. I wasn't ordained by man. I was ordained by God. God says, I was his child. He let me know. He knew all about those equipment. And he says, God's God. He's the one that showed them how to build them. Yes, he did. All the formulas are by him. Every pound of compression is squeezed together, 2 degrees Fahrenheit for every pound. So you've got 500 pounds, 1,000 degrees. That's why a diesel engine starts. It's got to have a basically 500 pounds compression. Because it punches that up 1,000 degrees and diesel fuel, when that spray nozzle hits that, it burns. Pushes that piston down. It don't bring it blow, it just burns it with fire. When I seen the goodness of God, and I didn't even get shook. I was so thankful. And let nothing bother me. If I'd have been in a worldly person, or even before, I said, I'm going to go back home. I'm going to quit. No, I said, that's the best you got? I told him that. I said, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Do what you want to do. But I'm going to learn, I'm going to find out what's wrong with this myself. So I stood up on that right side, and the transmission filler, they got a double stack right there. I put my hand down, and the Lord says, now I ask for a final drive plug wrench. Here I'm with the transmission. I need a final drive plug wrench. Final drives, they're way down in the underneath the back end, the cat. Where the tracks go over the top of finals. That's where the power goes through the sprocket. From a pinion that goes from the steering clutch to the cross shaft in your power. When you pull the steering clutch back, it releases it and it turns with brakes. Brakes work with the steering clutch. So I walked around there and they says, it really got bad then. I said, just go ahead. It's all right. I knew the Spirit of God was all over me. And by then, I didn't make no difference. 1,000 in there. I said, God bless you, boys. Kabang! God's God. No, God give you love of people. Those poor people, they need the love. They need the power. They said, that crazy. We know more about that. They tell this fellow got me. Said, you sure got a call. I could hear everything they said. And he said, oh, boy, you sure wasted your time. You wasted your gas. You got to take him home and make him walk home. 300 miles, I wasn't going to walk. Hopefully I wouldn't. And I got that left final drive. I was pretty strong. I didn't even need I just took my hand, pulled that plug out. When I got the plug out, I knew what was wrong. It was like an elevating scraper. Seal went out in the... At time, I was seeing what was happening. A seal went out, probably got wire in the seal, and they're lifetime seals, so it ruptured the O-rings that hold the seal in place, like that, that went up in this space when this lost the seals.
Challenger.
So, yeah. The same thing happened. The seal's what keeping everything together. And I could see it. The dirt had filled it totally up, and that bull gear, reduction gear, and then the pinion was like an elevating. It just pulled that dirt right up in the transmission. They couldn't see this, but I could see it through the Spirit. And I said, that transmission's full of dirt, and you can't see it. Oh, how can they be? I said, well, I'll guarantee you it's full of dirt. Wow. Oh, God's good God, isn't he? Well, they all backed off then. And then they called the boss. The boss says, take that cat all the way up to where he lives at. And we don't want nobody else working on it but him. So they hauled that thing 300 and some miles to me. And the one man that was with me, he wanted to be there to be the witness. That little plug in the orifice valve, I could pull that valve out in 10 minutes time, or 30 minutes time, but I didn't want to do it anyway because I really didn't need to show them. It's got an orifice valve that's where you get modulation. You got springs behind a load piston and you get oil in behind that. It's got a slug and it fills with this little hole, and that delays your time where it shifts, where you get smooth shifting. If you didn't have it, you just pulled it, it just snap your head off. But it's real easy. It's kept just right, just about 2 seconds. It loads up and unloads. So you get initial pressure, maybe 58 pounds to 60 pounds, and then when a full pressure goes from that to around 385. A lot of difference. And if those sequences are not right, it will not work. But see, God knew exactly where it was at. Wherever I went, right to where he's at. perfect. And blew their minds away. That fellow finally, I led him to Jesus Christ, his personal Savior after that. He knew the Lord.